The topic of today's shiur is whether we can allow a child to set aside certain Shabbos prohibitions, either by telling him to do so or allowing him to do so for dealing with a young child. There's a debate as to whether the mitzvah of chinuch for a child is a Torah obligation or a rabbinic obligation. The Meshech Chachma has a line in Parshas Vayera, Perek Yud Ches, Pasuk Yud Tes, where he seems to indicate that the mitzvah of chinuch comes from Hashem's command to Avram, or Hashem's remark that he will disclose the fact that he will destroy Sodom, ki yadativ lamana shiratzaves banav es beso acharav v'shamu derech Hashem lasot sako mishpat. And he says that I know Avram Avinu, he will command his children in his household afterwards, and they will observe the way of God to perform acts of righteousness and justice. And the Meshech Chachma on this pasuk writes that the mitzvah of the makor of the mitzvahs chinuch b'mitzvahs aseh, and the source of the mitzvah of chinuch, is from this pasuk, Shetziva is barav b'katnam al ha-mitzvos, that Avram will command his children when they're young to perform mitzvos. This is a little bit of a chiddush. The standard view seems to be that whereas perhaps the mitzvah of teaching Torah to one's child is a Torah obligation, yet the mitzvah of chinuch is only a rabbinic obligation with divrei sofrim. This is the position of the Shulchan Aruch HaRav in Yoredeya, Hilchos Talmud Torah, Perek Aleph, Halacha Sif Aleph, among others. Now, with regard to mitzvos aseh, the discussion in general when it comes to mitzvah of chinuch, when it comes to mitzvos aseh and mitzvos lo taaseh, can be found in the discussion in Siman Shin Mem Gimel at the end of Hilchos Shabbos. Regarding mitzvos aseh, so the Mishnah Berurah points out, it's based in the Gemara and Sukkah, but I'm just trying to get the bottom line here. And there, the Mishnah Berurah writes in Sif Katan Gimel, Vada de Shira Chinuch be mitzvos aseh hu b'chol tinok lefi charifu so v'yidiyoso. At the age of chinuch, when it comes to mitzvah sasei, with every child, it's according to his sharpness, his understanding, b'chol davar, with every matter, l'fin yano, according to its specific topic. Kigon, hayodeh b'inyan Shabbos, chayav l'argil l'shma kiddush v'avdallah. Once a child knows about the concept of Shabbos, one is obligated to get him used to listening to kiddush and avdallah. Hayodeh l'isatif kalacha, once he knows how to put on tzitzis, according to Halacha, Chayav b'tzitzis, he's obligated the mitzvah of tzitzis, v'chein kol kayotze bozeh, bein mitzvos aseh shel Torah, bein b'shel divrei sofrim, whether we're discussing a Torah obligation, whether we're discussing a rabbinic obligation. Usually, the age when a child is intelligent enough for mitzvos is about 5 or 6 years of age. For some mitzvos, it may even be at a younger age. With regard to mitzvos lo taaseh, so there, the Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Shin Mem Gimel, Katan Ochel Nevelos Ein Beisim Mitzuva Lafrisho Aval Aviv Mitzuva Ligor Bo Lafrisho. That maybe the Beisim is not obligated to separate a child who is eating forbidden foods, but a parent is obligated to separate a child from who is engaged in eating Nevelos. And on this, the Mishnah Berurah writes, "V'hu adin kol shari surim." The same thing applies to all other prohibitions, v'chein chilul Shabbos, and certainly chilul Shabbos. He ma'osel das atzmo, if he's doing it for himself. So then the court is not obligated to stop him, but the father, with respect to the father, there is a mitzvah to stop him. And the Mishnah Berurah on Siman Shin Mem Gimel Sif Katan Gimel writes that when it comes to chinuch for lo taaseh, when it comes to chinuch, to educating a child not to engage in prohibitions, bein shel Torah, bein shel divrei, whether we're discussing Torah or rabbinic prohibitions, hu b'chol tinok shehu bar havada. This depends on any child according to his understanding. Shemavin, that he understands, because she'omrim lo sheze asr lasos olecho. When he understands, when you tell him this is forbidden to do, or this is forbidden to eat. So it's a younger age than when it comes to mitzvos aseh. When it comes to mitzvos lo taseh, when it comes to prohibitions, the obligation of parents to educate children begins once the child understands what it means when you tell him that it is forbidden to do something or forbidden to eat something. Now, there were even more strict that when a child is doing something for an adult, im osa bishvil gadol tzarech limchos, that's the Mishnah Berurah to Sif Katan Aleph, we must stop a child of any age who violates Shabbos in order to benefit an adult. So what this means in practice is the following. That, technically speaking, if we place a young child in front of a light before he is of the age to understand what it means when you tell him that it is forbidden to do something, and the child turns on the light without any help from us, then it might technically not be prohibited. Some poskim say that this would apply to a child under the age of 3, maybe only a child under the age of 2. However, Rabbi Willig thinks that this is generally not a great idea to place a child in front of a light, let's say to turn on the light, because what happens often, I've seen it, that let's say an adult places a child by a light, a little baby, and is waiting for the baby to turn on the light. Very often, the adult will unintentionally actually help the child perform the malacha. And so therefore, it is not advisable to rely on this leniency, even though, again, technically, when the child is not considered a bar havana, let's say under the age of 2, maybe even under the age of 3, but probably under the age of 2, and then it might technically not be a prohibition to let a child play with a light and turn on a light if you want the light to be turned on, but it's not a good idea in practice because, again, you may have the child do it when he or she is older. And also what happens a lot is that we very much want the child to play with the light and turn it on, that we will actually hold the child's hand by accident or sort of a little bit unintentionally and move the child's hand, and it will end up being us violating the malacha. So it's generally not a good practice to do that. Now, when it comes to, there is a difference when it comes to setting aside a rabbinic prohibition as opposed to a Torah prohibition, an Issur D'Rabbanan, as opposed to an Issur D'Oraisa. And the question really is whether we, or how we understand the concept of shvus to shvus b'makom tzorach or b'makom mitzvah. We know that when it comes to amir l'nachri, when it comes to telling a non-Jew to set aside a prohibition on Shabbos, then we do employ the principle of shvus to shvus b'makom tzorach or b'makom mitzvah. Let's say we want the non-Jew to set aside a rabbinic prohibition, let's say to buy some medicine for someone. Again, that might be permitted under another rule of chola. But let's say someone's a miksas chola, it's not fully categorized as a sick person, but he's somewhat sick. And so we want the non-Jew to buy medicine for him. So purchasing medicine is an Issur D'Rabbanan, a rabbinic prohibition. Telling the non-Jew to do a malacha, any malacha, is an Issur D'Rabbanan, a rabbinic prohibition. So here, shvus to shvus, b'makom tzorach, a miktsas choli, so that would be permitted. So the question is, do we employ this principle of shvus to shvus, b'makom tzorach, b'makom mitzvah, only with respect to a non-Jew, or do we even employ it with respect to a Jew? Can we say shvus to shvus, b'makom tzorach, when it comes to a child? Let's say are we allowed to tell a child to set aside a rabbinic prohibition in cases of need? So that's the question. So the Shulchan Aruch rules very explicitly, Noagim lekadesh bebeis hakneses vein lemekadesh litom miyayin hakiddush ela matimo lekatan. So the custom is that we make kiddush in shul. And typically nowadays when we make Kiddush and Shul, we're not reciting the Kiddush Makom Suda in the context of a meal. If we don't recite Kiddush in the context of a meal, so then we're really not supposed to partake in drinking the wine. Because the heter, the allowance for us to eat or drink after reciting Kiddush or after hearing Kiddush, is only when we hear Kiddush or we recite Kiddush B'Makom Suda in the context of a meal. In shul, so let's say we're following custom, it used to be the people used to live somewhere in Shul, and they would stay in Shul. There might be a place for people to sleep. So people would recite Kiddush, actually, and people would have a meal in Shul. Nowadays, that's not done, but many Shuls have the custom of still continuing this practice of reciting Kiddush. But it's a problem to drink the wine because there's no Kiddush B'Makom Suda. We're not being Yotzei. We're not discharging our obligation of Kiddush B'Makom Suda in this situation. So that's why the Shulchan Aruch says, so the person who recites Kiddush shouldn't drink it, but he should give it to a katan, to a young child, to drink it. Question is, can the young child drink it? Is there an issue of chinuch? So the Mishnah Berurah cites one opinion that says, Yizahir litein rach l'katan shelo gi'ah l'chinuch. You should give it to a child who hasn't reached the age of chinuch. Why? Because once he's reached the age of chinuch, let's say 7 or 8, or 5 or 6, then child's not allowed to drink the wine. He also can't drink the wine before Kiddush. However, the Magen Avraham writes in the name of other poskim that you can give it even to a child that reached the age of chinuch, age of 6 or 7. And just the opposite, if you give it to a child who hasn't reached the age of chinuch, then the bracha might be a bracha levatala. The bracha would be void because no child who's reached chinuch drank the wine. So the question is, even though, normally speaking, you have a situation where you're not supposed to, a child's not supposed to drink wine before Kiddush. And in fact, the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Shin Mem Gimel writes that L'achilo bi'adayim asur afilu dvarim shasur midivrei sofrim. You can't even give the child food that is rabbinically forbidden. Nevertheless, we allow the child to drink the wine here, even though it's forbidden for an adult. Could be the distinction is because the only time we say that it is forbidden for a child to drink wine, that is only when the food itself is inherently forbidden. But here, there is a prohibition on the gavra, on the individual, to drink wine before reciting Kiddush. So for this, we are lenient. And we are lenient to give the child to drink before Kiddush. And the question is this a special rule when it comes to Kiddush? Maybe there's this halacha of asur la'anoso, that's what Mishnah Berurah writes. You can't, in a sense, oppress the child. You can't make the child suffer by not allowing him to eat. So maybe most situations of an iser derabbanan, of a rabbinic prohibition, we would not allow the child to set aside. But this is something different. This has to do with child is very hungry. So maybe we're more lenient specifically in this case. Or perhaps there's a general rule. And the general rule is that maybe we would hold that this is a case of a child, so we're dealing with the mitzvah of chinuch, which is drabanan, and the prohibition to drink before Kiddush is only nisa drabanan. The child's very thirsty, so that's a tzorech, a shvus, the shvus, makom tzorech, and maybe there it's permitted. The Rashba and the Ran both hold that if the child is really needs some food, you can even give him directly food that is rabbinically prohibited. The Machaber disagrees. Presumably, the Rashba and the Ran hold of this concept of shvus to shvus, but makom tzorech with respect to a katan, with respect to a child. The Shulchan Aruch, the Machaber disagrees. The Machaber says that we don't allow this. However, there is a tshuva by the Rav Kiva Eger. Rav Kiva, and this tshuva is cited in the Ber Halacha in Siman Shin Mem Gimel Seif Aleph, Divrei Amaschil Midivrei Sofrim. And here, Rav Kiva Eger explains that in a situation, well, let's say there's no Eruv. And let's say we're dealing with a Rishus HaRabim Derabbanan. Let's say it's not a Rishus HaRabim Doraisa. So the prohibition to carry is only an Isser Derabbanan. So and let's say you need to carry Sidurim and Chumashim from your house to the place where you're going to be davening. Let's say you're in some hotel or campsite and there was supposed to be an Eruv, but the Eruv fell down. But again, it's only a Rishus HaRabim Derabbanan, so we're only dealing with a prohibition to carry Mid Rabbanan. So, the Rekiv Eger writes that you're allowed to rely on the Rashba and the Ran, not that the child should carry for you, but the child would carry the Siddur or the Chumash for himself to Shul. And then, let's say once, and for him to use in Shul, and once he uses it, then you can use it after him. In other words, the Rabbi Kiv Eger rules that a child can set aside a rabbinic prohibition for his own benefit on Shabbos. So just carrying a Siddur from his home to Shul for his personal use when the Erev is down, and we're dealing with an Issur Drabanan of carrying. So this is the shvus in extreme circumstances. B'makom in pressing circumstances, b'shas adchak. Again, in this instance, the adult would then be permitted to join with the child and use the sitter. It seems from this halacha, technically, it might be permitted to tell a young child to turn off a light in his room. Turning off a light in your room would only be an Issur Drabbanan, according to most poskim. And so you might be allowed to tell a young child to turn off the light in his room so that the child will be able to sleep at night. Because that would be a shvus to shvus. And let's say it's a very, very young child. There's no other place for him to sleep. He's going to be up all night. He's going to be very cranky the next day. So there's a major tzorech. So then it might be permitted actually to have the child turn off the light, because it's only Drabbanan and you're telling the child, and it's extreme circumstances. On a practical level, though, we should try to avoid doing this because of what it might lead to. You know, the child might get used to turning off the light, and it would be far more preferable to find a non-Jew to turn off the light by saying that, there is light in this room. When you hint to a non-Jew, the way you hinted is you don't mention the malacha, you don't tell the non-Jew to actually do something for you, you just describe the situation. So what's fascinating is that we have two situations where on a technical level, it might be permitted to either allow a child to do something or to tell a child to do something on Shabbos, but on a practical level, educationally, it's probably not a good idea unless we find ourselves in very extreme circumstances. The first issue is allowing a young child, maybe under the age of two, to flip on a switch. Again, I've seen situations where adults, again, so that's where the child's not a bar havana, to put a child in front of a switch to turn it on would technically be permitted. It's practically not a good idea, because I've seen situations where adults actually help the child do that, which would certainly be a violation, a serious avera. And secondly, to tell a child to set aside a rabbinic prohibition on Shabbos for his own benefit is permitted. So let's say the Eruv is down, telling the child to carry a Siddur to Shul, Rabbi Kiv Eger said it's permitted. We have to be very careful and use this heter only occasionally, telling a child to turn off a light so he can go to sleep. I'd be very, very hesitant, would rather have a non-Jew do this because of what it might lead to.